This is Christy Portillo, and I am praying a warfare prayer at wearpeacefulwaters.com. Warfare prayer. Heavenly Father, I bow in worship and praise before you. I plead the blood of Jesus on my entire physical body, on my entire soul, and on my entire spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus against any demons that may attempt to come against me. I plead the blood of Jesus against any humans that may try to come against me. I plead the blood of Jesus against any natural accidents or catastrophes that may come against me. I plead the blood of Jesus against any diseases, illnesses, or sicknesses that could possibly come against me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have full faith and belief that the blood of Jesus will always protect me. Father, I surrender myself completely and unreservedly in every area of my life to you. I gladly put myself into your hands, and I am more than willing to let you find a way to release yourself through me. I take a stand against all the workings of Satan that would hinder me in my prayer life. Satan, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, command you to leave my presence with all your demons. I bring the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ between us and against you. And I address myself only to the true and living God and refuse any involvement of Satan in my prayers. Father, the name of Jesus Christ takes authority over every principality, every demonic spirit, and every spiritual wickedness in high places. The name of Jesus Christ has bound the spirit of fear, anxiety, depression, oppression, weariness, doubt, stress, bitterness, jealousy, unforgiveness, failure, and poverty, and cast them out of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, has loosed the fruits of the Spirit and prosperity in my life. Because the blood of Jesus Christ covers me, Satan has no power over my life or anything that pertains to me. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Satan is rendered helpless, powerless, and ineffective against my life. Heavenly Father, I recognize that you are more than worthy to receive all glory, honor, and praise. I renew my allegiance and my vows to you and pray that the blessed Holy Spirit would enable me in this time of prayer. I am thankful that in Jesus you have made me complete and that you have offered yourself to me to be my daily help and my strength. I am thankful that the victory the Lord Jesus Christ won for me on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to me, and that I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenlies. I take my place with him in the heavenlies and recognize by faith that all wicked spirits and Satan himself are under my feet. I declare, therefore, that Satan and his wicked spirits are subject to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I rejoice in your mercy and goodness, Lord. I am thankful for the whole armor of God you have provided. I put on the whole armor of God and live and pray in complete dependence upon you, blessed Holy Spirit. I put on the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, and the helmet of salvation. I lift up the shield of faith against all the fiery darts of the enemy. And I take in my hand the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I choose to use your word against all the forces of evil in my life. I am grateful, Heavenly Father, which the Lord Jesus Christ spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly and triumphed over them in himself. I claim all that victory for my life this day. I reject all the insinuations, accusations, and the temptations of Satan. I affirm that the word of God is true, and I choose to live this day in the light of God's word. I choose, Heavenly Father, to live in obedience to you and in fellowship with you. Open my eyes and show me the areas of my life that do not please you. And then work in me to cleanse me from all ground that would give Satan a foothold against me. I do in every way stand into all that it means to be your adopted child, and I welcome all the ministry of the Holy Spirit in my life. I am thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression of your will for my daily life as you have shown me in your word. I therefore claim all the will of God in my life this day. I am thankful that you have blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am thankful that you have begotten me unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I am thankful that you have made provisions for me so today I can live filled with the fruits of the Spirit in my life. I recognize that this is your will for me, and I therefore reject and resist all the endeavors of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob me of the will of God. I refuse to be fooled by my feelings, and I hold up the shield of faith against all the accusations, distortion, and insinuations that Satan would put into my mind. I claim the fullness of the will of God for my life. And I walk in the authority given to me by Christ Jesus. By faith and independence upon you, I put off all the fleshly works of the old man and stand into all the victory of the crucifixion where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature. I put on the new man and stand into all the victory of the resurrection and the provision he has made for me to live above sin. Father, by faith, that you will keep me rooted and grounded in your love. For Father, in your love, there is no fear, because your love is perfect, and it casteth out fear. And I thank you, Lord, for not giving me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Heavenly Father, open my eyes each and every day, that I might see how great you are and how complete your provision is for me. Father, give me eyes to see and ears to hear, that I can understand those things that you are showing and speaking to me, so that I may understand you more fully and do exactly what you want me to do. Oh, Father, when you said, "Seek my face," my heart cried out to you, "Your face, Lord, will I seek." Father, hide not your face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. But show me your face and lead me in the way that I should go, so that I won't stray from the straight and narrow path that you have set before me. O Lord, I ask that the heavens be opened and that I may see visions of God. In every way, I stand into the victory of the ascension and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby all the principalities and powers were made subject to him. I claim my place in Christ this day, and I am victorious with him over all the enemies of my soul. Blessed Holy Spirit, pray that you would fill me up to overflowing break down every idol and cast out every foe. Pray that you will help me to walk in the Spirit this day as well as every day. Pray that you lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from every evil and demonic temptation and every snare of the enemy. I pray and believe that no weapon formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that riseth up against me shall be condemned. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I completely surrender myself to you, Heavenly Father, as the living sacrifice. I choose not to be conformed to this world, but I choose to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Father, I pray that you would show me your will and enable me to walk in all the fullness of your will for my life. I pray that your power and your anointing shall be upon me, and that when the enemy comes against me one way, the Holy Spirit will force him to flee from before me seven different ways. I pray and believe that every trap the enemy sets for me will backfire on him and work out for my good, which is for your glory. For you said, God, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord, who are called according to your purpose. Satan, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. I am thankful, Heavenly Father, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down of imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring my every thought captive into obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, in my own life, the name of Jesus, tear down every stronghold of Satan and bind the enemy's plans that have been formed against me and cast them out of my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every stronghold of Satan against my mind, and I surrender my mind to you, Lord, and ask, please let your mind be in me as it is in Christ Jesus. I affirm, Heavenly Father, that you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every stronghold of Satan formed against my will. I surrender my will to you and choose to make the right decisions of faith for my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every stronghold of Satan formed against my body, and I surrender my body to you, recognizing that my body is a temple of the Almighty Living God and a dwelling place for His Holy Spirit. And I will rejoice in knowing that the blood of Jesus Christ covers me. Father, your word says when a thief is found, he must restore everything that he has taken sevenfold. The word of God declares that Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, and the Holy Spirit has exposed everything that he has taken away. Therefore, according to God's holy word, Satan, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, commands you to restore everything you took away sevenfold. The name of Jesus Christ commands you to take your hands off my finances, job, my home, and my marriage right now in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I bind every stronghold of the enemy that have been holding back our financial blessings. And in the name of Jesus, I loose prosperity in our life, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, I pray and believe that you are blessing me and causing me to prosper in all I do, that you are enlarging my territories, and that your hand is with me to keep me from evil so that it would not cause me pain. Father, I speak to the seven spirits who are before your throne to impart into my life blessings. I speak forth the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Father, we call forth our financial blessings right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray, send now your prosperity. Father, please allow Holy Spirit to rest upon me, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And give me quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Father, let me not judge after the sight of my eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of my ears. Father, take the coal and cleanse my lips, so that no evil or corrupt communication will proceed from them, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer, set the captives free, and glorify the Almighty Living God. Father, I pray now, Heavenly Father, that you would strengthen and enlighten me and show me every way Satan is hindering, tempting, lying, and distorting the truth in my life. And I pray and believe that you will enable me to be the kind of person that would please you. I pray and believe that you will enable me to be aggressive in my prayer life and in my walk of faith. I pray and believe that you will enable me to be aggressive mentally so that I can study, meditate, write, and practice your word, and to give you your rightful place in my life. Again, I cover myself with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and pray that you, blessed Holy Spirit, would bring all the work of the crucifixion and resurrection, the glorification, and all the work of Pentecost into my life this day. I surrender all that I am to you, Lord. And I refuse to be, in the name of Jesus Christ, to listen to discouragement, doubt, and unbelief. Father, I will trust you, Lord, and not be afraid. I will trust you, Lord, every time doubt and unbelief come against me. I will yield myself to your teachings so I will be able to experience trust in you completely. Thank you, Father, for being my salvation, my strength, my hope for tomorrow. You, Lord, are my Jehovah Jireh. Father, you have proven your power by resurrecting Jesus Christ from the dead. Therefore, I will praise you with much joy in my heart and shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. Father, I thank you for your anointing being upon me. Therefore, I boldly confess that I shall live and not die. I will live to do the works of my Father God, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering the sight to those who are blind. I will live to set at liberty them that are bruised and to tell the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I will live, Lord, to shout and claim the victory of the cross over all satanic forces in my life. Father, I will live, Lord, to praise your holy name. Father, I thank you for hearing my prayer. I thank you, Jesus, for interceding for me and taking my prayers before Father God. Thank you for giving me victory this day. I lift up the name of Jesus, and I give you all the glory, all the honor and all the praise. I thank you now, Lord, for my deliverance, and I will shout the victory now, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad. I say glory, hallelujah to your name, for you are worthy to be praised. I speak forth, declare and prophesy these things forth into my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' mighty name I pray, God, and I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus Christ and decree and declare it is done. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, amen and amen.